Oh, you thought that was a wrap? You thought that was over? Oh, welcome back, NFL. So much fun morning all the way until the very last play of last night's Sunday night football game. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats. Welcome on in. We're going to have fun over the next few hours like we do every single day. 20 minutes from now, we're going to break down Monday night football, some betting angles for Vikings and Bears. We're going to do this one last time before they kick off tonight. Case of the Mondays later this hour at 10 a.m. Eastern, Jarrett Payton will be dropping by. He's a Bears analyst for those that are not in town here. Monday morning market moves. Those are back. College football and NFL also in the second hour. New segment, Monday Moons. We'll find out where the room is at. Sam, I don't know about you, but that is one thing that I loved over the weekend. People kept checking in. Where's the room? Oh, the room sucks again, guys. How you doing?
Room went 1-4 in college football.
Yeah.
Room went 1-4 in the NFL. Room bad. Very, very bad.
Uh-huh. How are you doing? How are you feeling in your little closet there? Jake's closet. Which
I'm
sounds
so close
terrible.
To Jake. We're touching hands right now.
Hi.
Gross.
Yesterday I was sitting on Grant's lap for You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff. It's a very, very small room here at the Score. And I thought I was going to come here because I thought you were going to be here, but then you said no chance.
Zero chance.
Zero.
Not because I don't want to be there. Well, I mean, that is part of it, where on a Monday morning, there's a lot of things we have to do, a lot of prep time. Like, there's a lot of work, believe it or not, that goes into it, making sure that everything is organized. So I'm in the car an hour, but that's not the main reason. The main reason is the wife is out of the country for work. Kids have school and events after school and all that stuff. So I'm just looking to get – it's another week. I'm just looking to get by. That's all it is, man. Last week it was, okay, Tucker's still alive. We got by last week. This week, wife out of town. So being mommy and daddy, I guess, and we're just trying to get by. But that's not the headline. The headline is the NFL is back. We got a hit last night. That's where we start. I mean, we figured we would go there. But I wasn't sure when we were looking at that game. It's a 40-25 score. There's 4 minutes left to go. I wasn't sure if that was going to be the lead. It wasn't looking like the best game. Lamar, super impressive, of course, and the Ravens. And then the Bills come back. I know what you were thinking. At least I have an idea what you were thinking. You've mentioned it before, and many people have, about the last year in that stadium and all that. You have a win like that on opening night in front of your crowd as a home underdog, didn't the brain just automatically go to team of destiny? Like that's kind of how I felt with that comeback, but we can go into detail about how it all went down. What was your reaction?
I thought John Harbaugh was awful in that game. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to look at what happened when you have all the answers at the end of the test. But there were several things that the Ravens did wrong. How did they not run down the clock in the first half, which gave Buffalo just enough time to get that Allen pass to the sideline with 1 second on the clock? The Ravens are running to the locker room, and then the officials come out and say, no, come back, Baltimore. There's 1 second left. That's a timing issue, a clock issue that should not have happened. How about when the Ravens are up 15 late in the game? And they have the ability to go for two. Because if you go for two, you make it a three-score game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I mean, that's simple math. You're up 15. If you kick the extra point, you're up two scores still. You're up 16, but that's two touchdowns and two two-pointers. They go for the extra point and miss it. So they're still up 15, which allows Buffalo to crawl back in. And then I don't understand, Joe. It's fourth and a long two or a short three. How do you not go for it? And this is somebody who has Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. And I sent you my live bet. I popped Buffalo live,
man,
at 11-1.
How much time was left in the game?
They were down 40-25.
Yep.
There were 8 minutes to go.
Eight minutes.
And Buffalo was 11-1. And I said, this is probably going to lose. I sent you the slip. You saw it. And I put it in not thinking it was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
We saw bigger numbers, though, in the final minute. I saw somebody had a 40-1 and a 30-1 ticket that tweeted at us. But you need 2 yards. 2 yards, and they punted away to Josh Allen. I thought Baltimore just blew it, point blank.
Yeah. Okay, so you're right about all of those points, but there's also a lot more. And when I talk about a lot more, I mean, what a game, first off. We had almost 1,000 yards between the two teams, 929 total yards. It's an awesome game. Now, that deflection, first off, you're down by 15, and you mentioned that. And, like, you're thinking, there are 4 minutes left. It's a 15-point game. Oh, okay, so you still got a chance. You have Josh Allen on your side. It's a two-score game. But they needed 3 scores, which is amazing. If you know they need 3 scores, maybe the thinking is completely different. Like, there's no chance, and it still ends up happening. That Coleman touchdown on another 4th and 2 for the Bills, a deflection. Could you make the case that that was luck? Well, you make your own luck. Things go your way. It happened. Gets a deflection, bounces right to Coleman in the end zone. You could say that was lucky. It was just things going the Bills' way. How about the Henry fumble? You rip the ball away from Derrick Henry, that beast. Is that something that normally happens? Not usually. And he had an unbelievable game. And, I mean, then you get a guy who just joined you for the game-winning field goal. I mean, what a setup that was. On that Henry fumble, they were moving. It's like, okay, they're moving the ball. They're going to be able to kill the clock here because they're going to get a couple of first downs, and this puppy's going to be over. But that was certainly not the case last night. You know, I'm just – you're a Ravens fan. You're a Ravens backer. You're like, how do they lose that game? How does that happen? 9.2 yards per attempt for Lamar, 8.6 yards per play. I mean, they run for 238 yards. Once again, like the divisional matchup in the playoffs, Sam, Ravens win the box score, don't win the game.
Josh Allen, again, unbelievable too. In the fourth quarter, from Howard Simon, he put this out on X. Josh Allen in the fourth quarter, 16 of 21, 251 yards, a passing touchdown, and 2 rushing touchdowns. That was his fourth quarter. Insane. And I love X. Jake and I talk about this all the time. There's nothing better during a live game than X because all of the people that were running around with their Ravens bets and their Ravens slips. Wah, wah, wah. How about that clown, Sean Perry, that guy in Vegas who posted a $200,000 slip celebrating his bet on Ravens -1, asking Jeffrey Benson, hey, pay me out early and I'll save you $1,000. He's in the stands too in Buffalo, celebrating, taunting Bills fans. And then Bills hit the field goal at the end and somebody poured beer all over his head from the section above as he lost a $200,000 bet that he celebrated early. A premature celebration, some would say. And then, oh, Josh Allen's a bust. Josh Allen will never win the big one. Typical Bills, typical Bills. And then that happens.
It is hard to watch that game. And then you see some of the other contenders playing this weekend in the AFC. I'm talking about Kansas City, those that were making the case for Denver. Or like, I'm like, well, what if Houston plays closer to the way that they played a couple years ago? Defense was awesome. Offensive problem. You don't want to overreact too much ever. But it is hard to watch that game and those other teams that people have talked about and consider somebody else representing the AFC in the Super Bowl outside of one of those two teams.
No doubt. Kansas City, I could meet you there if you wanted to, but even they look lethargic in their first game. Now, that's a weird game. It's not even in the country. A lot of things go wrong in games like that. But one more stat. I know we're a numbers-driven show, so let's give you more numbers. According to ESPN, the Ravens have now lost 8 games since 2021. Where they had a win probability of at least 90%. 8 games in the last, 4 years and change, where they've had a 90% chance, and they lose all 8.
Yep. All right, that was a great hit. But outside of your live hit, how'd it go? How'd it go for you? I mean, I felt I had too many bets. In the end, it was, all right, 5-5. That's pretty much what I did, 5-5. There were some sides that were awful calls. There was a total that was a god-awful call as well, missed by a million, but it counts as one loss. I only did one prop between sides and totals. I told you, had way too many, ended up with 9 on those, but in the end, I just eat the juice going 5-5. How about you?
The bets that mattered that were big enough, I split. Raiders,
yeah.
Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I did it again. I listened to every sharp guy all summer tell me the Giants were going to fight. The Giants were going to be better than people think. The Giants were going to cover 6. They suck. Now, it didn't help that their left tackle, Andrew Thomas, got ruled out yesterday. I didn't expect that. And that changed the entire offensive line situation.
Sure.
But I made 2 decent pops. Raiders and Giants went 1-1 in the contest. I think I went 3-2. I haven't even checked yet. And in 3 survivor entries, we had Denver, San Francisco. Holy crap, dude. What a sweat.
Oh, man. You know, I talked about that Giants play yesterday morning on BetMGM Game Day. But also during that show is when I knew that that was dead. That was dead. Because the Giants were a public dog. They were the 2nd most popular bet of all the sides yesterday over at BetMGM. Number 1, Steelers. Loser. Number 2, Giants. Loser. Number 3, Broncos minus 8.5. Loser. Number 4, Cardinals. Minus, what was it? No, I'm sorry, Detroit plus 2. Number 5 was Cardinals, minus 6.5. That was, they got by the hook, right? Yeah, they won by 7.
Yep.
Top 4 all losers yesterday. The room still sucks. College, NFL, whatever you want to do. Even though people want to chirp about the, Sam, you're wrong about the Illini, and that was the most popular bet.
Room's oh, we'll cold. Talk about that. Don't worry. Yeah. If Illinois can force 5 turnovers a game, they're going to win the national championship.
What was the game that you were locked in the most? Besides last night, which game did you watch the most snaps of?
Raiders, Patriots, every single snap.
Yes.
Every single snap, every toe planted down. I had so many Boston people texting me at half. Oh, oh, Drake May. Oh, yeah. Vrabel fixed everything in the offseason. You know, he fixed the quarterback, the offensive line, the corner, the safety. He fixed everything. He just dropped in and waved the wand. Mike Vrabel was going to turn a 4-win team into a 10-win playoff team. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Didn't hear that yesterday. And by the way, Vrabel had an awful game. Some of his in-game decisions, very, very questionable, as you saw there. I'll answer my own question. I didn't expect it to be this. Tennessee-Denver. You mentioned what you did in Survivor. And I didn't plan on doing this, but I was very uneasy with Kyler. And I talked about his losing record when he's a favorite. I just didn't like it. And I'm not saying I was wrong. Like, Arizona won that game. Kyler sucked. Like, the Saints were in that the entire game. But 10 pools, 33 entries overall. Let's go Broncos. All in.
Yeah.
Everyone.
All in.
That was, yeah, me and KIB did the same thing. I was like, that I lost years yesterday. And don't worry, some of that is going to come back with Case of the Mondays, some of what we saw in that game. The Titans had 80 opportunities to win the game.
I know.
80. But the thing is, it goes back to why you take Denver. Because of that defense. In that environment, like, Cam Ward didn't have much of a chance, but his teammates weren't helping him. I thought he looked fine. The stats looked terrible, and people are going to say, oh, rookie quarterback, first game on the road, they suck, da-da-da-da. Cam Ward doesn't have any help. He has no help, whether you talk about the offensive line, on the outside, people actually catching passes. It wasn't his fault. That guy's going to be all right. I don't want to be betting against him later in the season.
To have both Denver and San Francisco simultaneously with $3,000 of entries on the line was terrifying. The fact that they both got through, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I did feel for Paul, though. Sean Payton went for the cover play late in that game. Denver's up 8. He went for the bomb and almost connected.
And I don't know what the hell Sean Payton was on. He's on some serious drugs. That'll come up back once again. All right, Vikings-Bears. How do you bet it? You know we've been paying close attention to this game. That's next. This is Bet Sweats.